Join me as we dive into the dynamic world of business, exploring topics such as entrepreneurship, leadership, and industry trends, all while sharpening our English language skills. The American automotive giant, Ford, is making headlines with its recent labor agreements with the United Automobile Workers, UAW. An impressive 25% wage increase and a notable 68% boost in entry-level salaries have been negotiated in these agreements. This also includes higher pensions for union members and the right to strike against factory closures. The UAW, representing Ford's union workers, succeeded in securing these advantageous conditions for its members without jeopardizing the company's profitability, as indicated by some analysts. Amid these favorable terms, the major development comes after a six-week strike was resolved, with both parties reaching an agreement on a tariff deal that resulted in a significant income hike for workers. Despite these positive outcomes for union members, potential challenges for Ford's electric vehicle plans have been signaled. As the company shifts towards the production of electric vehicles, these agreements, while seeking to offer better conditions for union members, might disrupt the smooth implementation of the company's ambitious EV production goals. However, it is anticipated that these improved terms could potentially diffuse labor conflicts during the electric vehicle transition period, promoting a more harmonious workplace for Ford employees. Lastly, after intense negotiations, a non-binding collective bargaining agreement between Ford and the UAW has been secured. Further, the four-year labor contract agreement arrived at included the aforementioned wage and tariff deals. The continuing negotiations and agreements between Ford and the UAW are receiving attention because they affect not only the workforce, but also hold potential knock-on effects for Ford's future electric vehicle plans. In the latest Morgan Stanley news, major leadership changes have come to pass. As most are aware, Ted Pick has been named as the new CEO of Morgan Stanley, succeeding James Gorman. This development is noteworthy within the financial sector, notably within the context of the ongoing conversations about gender diversity in Wall Street leadership. Ted Pick's ascension as CEO of Morgan Stanley signifies a remarkable milestone in his career. Emerging as the victor of the succession race, his three-decade-long tenure within the company and broad experience in the sector have been critical factors in this decision. In his capacity as CEO, Pick will guide the strategic trajectory and oversee the daily operations of Morgan Stanley. Succeeding James Gorman, who will adopt the role of executive chairman, marks a transition that will ensure continued stability. Gorman's leadership will remain a potent influence within the company. However, the appointment of Ted Pick underlines the persistent issue of gender diversity within Wall Street leadership. Despite Pick's unquestionable expertise and qualifications, the underrepresentation of women in top roles is apparent. The current state of affairs illustrates a pressing need for increased efforts and proactive solutions to bridge this gender gap. Summarily, Ted Pick's appointment as the new CEO is expected to bring a renewed vision to Morgan Stanley. As we traverse the fluctuating finance landscape, it remains crucial for the industry to incessantly strive for enhanced diversity and inclusion within its leadership. This concludes the recent coverage on Morgan Stanley. We have some captivating updates regarding FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried's ongoing legal battle. In a recent court appearance, Bankman-Fried managed to deftly field some challenging questioning, a move that raised eyebrows among legal observers. Despite his display, Bankman-Fried is expected to be put to the test as he is slated to testify in his own defense during this criminal trial taking place in Manhattan Federal Court. Adding to the suspense, 11 bombshells were dropped during the FTX fraud trial, deepening the intrigue of the proceedings and keeping legal experts and the public on their toes. Despite Bankman-Fried's proven shrewdness and expertise, not everyone is convinced he will be able to outsmart the prosecution. Anthony Scaramucci, a significant figure in the finance world and the founder of SkyBridge Capital, predicts that Bankman-Fried may not prevail in this high-stakes criminal trial. Anticipation continues to mount as we wait to see how this riveting legal showdown unfolds. Stay tuned for more updates and detailed analysis on this compelling case. Thank you for joining us today on this episode where we delved into the fascinating world of business, discussing key strategies, trends, and success stories that can empower and inspire entrepreneurs and professionals alike to thrive in their ventures.